Hey, I'm Ruben. My band and I have a new song. I'm also a tow truck driver. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I get to go home at the end of the day and see my bandmates.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna and I'm here with your weekly update from the National Capital. In this podcast, each episode, we dive into the most famous buildings and landmarks from Delhi and their stories, but through pin codes. For those of you who are from Delhi, I'm sure you have some very special memories from these places. For those of you who aren't, don't worry, I'll help you get a peek into Delhi. This week, we have a very special episode for you. We're going for a journey around 110030, which is home to the iconic Qutub Minar, but is also the oldest of the seven ancient cities of Delhi, Mehrauli. Today, the tiny lanes of Mehrauli may resemble most other neighborhoods in Delhi, but it is the rich past of the area which sets it apart. Today, Mehrauli is famous for its heritage walks with hidden tombs, baulis or stepwells, and abandoned religious places. To take us for a walk around the area, we have with us Rana Safi, who is a historian and an author. Not only has she published a trilogy on Delhi, one of the books is even dedicated to Mehrauli and its stories. She is also going to be launching a podcast with HT Smartcast called Anjane Raste, where you will get to hear stories not just from Mehrauli, but also other forgotten and unknown parts of Delhi. Thank you so much for joining us today, ma'am. I don't think there's a better expert that we could have had to take us through a walk through Mehrauli today.
Thank you, Pritika, so much for having me over. And when you said that I will be telling you stories, I'd like to just recite one verse on that. Hum sunaye to kahani aur hai, yaar logon ki zabani aur hai. Very different my tale would be if I could tell. Friends tell another story when on it they dwell. So today we will be hearing the stones speak, the stories that the stones are going to tell us. Because their stories are going to be very different from the lived experiences of people who are living there.
Cannot wait to start, ma'am. Getting straight to it. So, you know, if most people are asked to identify a landmark for Mehrauli, I think the most common answer would be Qutub Minar. But there's a lot that's behind it. There's an entire city which maybe, you know, over the years is now forgotten and unknown. Can you take us through a brief walk on what lies behind Qutub Minar?
Qutub Minar was part of the first city of Delhi, which was called Lal Kot. This was established in the 8th century by the Tomar Rajput rulers. And out of that, the oldest monument that we have existing is in Faridabad called Suraj Kund. And after Suraj Kund, it is the city of Mehrauli that houses the oldest monuments of Delhi. Whether it is the walls of Lal Kot, whether it is the Qutub Minar, or the Dargah of Hazrat Qutubuddin Bakhtiar Kaki. When people say Mehrauli, you normally think of Qutub Minar, and I think of the Dargah of Hazrat Qutubuddin Bakhtiar Kaki, and I think of Lal Kot. Lal Kot from where the Tomars ruled, Lal Kot from where the Delhi Sultans ruled, and Lal Kot where Sultan Razia lived.
Ma'am, talking about how it would be today, you know, there's been rapid urbanization in the area. Has some of that history still been retained? What has been the biggest challenge when it comes to this area?
In Mehrauli, the past and the present are juxtaposed with each other. So when you go for a walk in the narrow lanes, you will find that there are some houses which have graves and tombstones next to them. There are some houses which are inside tombs also. So sometimes you'll find shops selling modern appliances and modern goods. And next to that, you'll see a shop selling something which is from time itself, you know, like the base of a hookah, tobacco leaves, spices which are just whole and not ground in machines like you see today. And they might even grind it in front of you in a mixie if you want them to. So it's past and present living together in Mehroli, and that is what fascinates me.
That's very interesting, ma'am. Another story that I had also mentioned the last time we spoke was one of a structure that's called Bhul Bhulaiya. How did that story come about?
So this is a very famous story that Adam Khan, who was the foster brother or the milk brother of Akbar, killed another foster brother, Shamsuddin Atka. And when Akbar came to know that Shamsuddin Atka had been killed by Adam Khan, he had him thrown from the ramparts of the fort. And it was done twice for good measure to make sure that he is killed. And after that, because Mahamanga, Adam Khan's mother, was very close to Akbar. She was his milk mother, and those bonds of milk were very, very strong. So then he got a tomb built for Adam Khan in Mehroli. This tomb has a huge dome, and inside that dome there is a double wall, and that created a kind of labyrinth or a Bhul Bhulaiya, because of which the name came to be not only Adam Khan but Bhul Bhulaiya, and the locals call it Bhul Bhulaiya only. So when I first went there, I knew it as Adam Khan's tomb. So I asked, I said, why is it called Bhul Bhulaiya? And that is when I found out and I read and I researched that till, you know, about say 60-70 years ago, that Bhul Bhulaiya was open and people could go inside and get lost.
That's very interesting. I think there are lots of stories. I think another story is there's a tradition that's been going on since the Mughal dynasty, which is the Phool Walo Ki Sair. How did that come about?
That's one of my favorite festivals. And for me, that symbolizes Mehroli, that symbolizes Delhi and also India in a way. So this story goes back to 1820s when Akbar Shah was the Mughal ruler and the British were actually ruling. He was just a ruler in name. And Akbar Shah's favorite son, Mirza Jahangir, took a pot shot at the British resident, Sir Archibald Seton, because of which he was banished to Allahabad. And his mother, Mumtaz Mahal Begum, this is another Mumtaz Mahal Begum, not to be confused with Shah Jahan's wife, she made a vow that if my son comes back to me or is restored to me, I will go and offer a floral tribute to the Dargah of Hazrat Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki. And by chance, the son was brought back again because of the good services of Seton himself. And when he was restored, they decided that they would go. Now, when the queen and the emperor decided to go, the whole city followed them. And it was like a picnic in Mehroli for a week. So the Mughals already had a palace, summer palace in Mehroli. In those days, Mehroli used to be a hill station. They would go there during summers and monsoons. So when the emperor and the empress decided to go to offer a floral tribute to the Dargah, of course, the entire city went with them. And they offered a chadar to the Dargah. They offered a chadar to the temple of Yog Maya. And by the way, I have done an episode on Phool Walo Ki Sair for my podcast Anjane Raste. And you'll have to listen to that to hear the full story. I will just tell you that they had a great time there, and it's one of the most syncretic festivals of India, which continues till date. So do tune in when Anjane Raste premieres this Sunday.
I, for one, cannot wait for that episode. It seems like a very, very interesting story. And given that I've stayed in Delhi for so long and not gone there, I feel terrible. Coming to one more interesting story from the area, such a small pin code, but there's so much going on there. There's also, I did not know about this earlier. There's also a Hijro ka Khanka there. What is the story behind it? Is it still being used?
You know, the Hijro ka Khanka, the word Khanka means a hospice or a convent where people stay. So Sufi saints have Khankas, people who go for spiritual retreats, they go to a Khanka. Now this Khanka, the story goes back to the time of Qutub Sahib, as Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki is known, that there was a eunuch who was called, and they were given a lot of respect. They were called Khwaja Saras. So there was a Khwaja Sara who was in the service of Qutub Sahib, and he used to call him Apa. The saint used to call him Apa. So when Apa died, the Qutub Sahib gave them this piece of land for the burial. And later on, a lot of other Khwajasara started getting buried there. Today, there are around 50 graves there, and it is looked after by a gentleman called Shri Pal Yadav. And he says that, you know, people come here for making mannats, especially for children, because they're associated with children. And he said, I come here and whatever I am because of this. Of course, no fresh burials take place there now because there's not enough space. It's kept locked. It's again on that narrow road that goes to Hauze Shamsi. And when you go there, you see a small grill and you have to go up. It's kept locked. You have to find out from the neighboring shops where Shri Pal is and then get the keys from Yadavji. I've gone there many times and it's an oasis of peace, because when you go through the bustling streets and the narrow lanes with so much of traffic, and then suddenly you go inside to this courtyard where there are graves and where there's complete silence and peace. You know, I've sat there very often and prayed for my children.
Wow. Who knew so much history existed right in Mehrauli? Given how the place is today, I don't think most of us can imagine that so much would have happened back then. Thank you so much, ma'am, for taking time out today and taking us down this walk, which, you know, all of us can cherish because given the lockdown, we're all locked in and just waiting to get out. So this was a little peek of the outside world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pratika, for having me over. And I hope everyone will listen to Anjane Raste, where I will be taking you into the unknown lanes and alleys of history and show you India one place at a time.
Well, I for one cannot wait. You have one listener already that's going to tune in. For everyone else, please log on to HT Smartcast on Sunday. That's the 12th of July, which is when Anjane Raste premieres. Thank you so much.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.